The first movement of Janáček's violin sonata with pianist Robert Kulak and soloist Simone Lamsma, who's with me now. And welcome, Simone, because it's very nice to see you here in Wales. Though you are from the Netherlands, you do spend a lot of time in London.
I used to spend a lot of time in London because I studied there for 10 years, first at the Menuhin School and then at the Royal Academy of Music. So London is very much my second home. And after my studies, I did move back to the Netherlands and be with my family. And it's a great base, but London will always feel like my second home. So I try to go back as often as I possibly can. And I was there last week playing beautiful Wigmore Hall. So it was just stunning to be there. And it's, it's the most wonderful place for me.
You talk about having a great base. It can't be much of a base. You're incredibly busy because you're moving around all over the place.
Of course, but it still very much feels like a base to me. I just try to plan and balance my schedule so that I do have some time at home, enough time at home. And I would say over the past few months that totally hasn't worked out whatsoever, but at least I try, and usually it's very nice for me. At least it's very nice to really feel like you have a base and you have your own place and just your own surroundings that you feel really comfortable, and that really works for me.
With such a busy schedule, I mean, what are the highlights for you? Because there must be some dates that you think that is extremely exciting.
Actually, I don't really accept any engagements which I don't find exciting in some way. So it's very difficult to pick out highlights because I'm already quite selective in my choice, really, in engagements. So there's really something special and something important to me in every concert or every collaboration that I do. And I always really enjoy playing a lot of different repertoire, playing with a lot of different musicians. It's difficult to really pick out a highlight because they're in a way all highlights for different reasons.
You're off to New York later this month. You're at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, mm-hmm. That will be very exciting indeed.
And what are you playing?
It will be a recital of Strauss sonata, Prokofiev first sonata, and a world premiere actually by James McMillan. So that'll be something very much to look forward to.
You do have, I was reading on your website, this vast number of concertos in your repertoire. 60, is that right?
Yes, it's over 60. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm lucky in a way that I've had teachers that have always encouraged me to learn a lot of repertoire when I was young. So, of course, when you're young and you have the time to do this, this is really valuable. But it's also just something that I really enjoy because there is so much great music out there to discover, and we will never have enough time in our lives to discover it all. So it's endless, and I love just adding now a few new concertos to the repertoire every season. I also like a challenge, so it's just something I like to do.
Where does the Mendelssohn fit into this?
Well, I mean, it's always a great pleasure to play the standard repertoire. It's standard repertoire is also often a most loved repertoire, and that's with good reason. So I always want to continue, playing all these standards and this absolute masterpieces. It's a privilege to do that.
Well, you've been playing it for us with conductor Otto Tausk, mm-hmm. And I get the impression that the Dutch are taking over the BBC at the moment.
Yeah, but there's a lot in the world happening with Dutch people right now. But anyway, no, I'm super glad to be in Wales with Simone. The last time I saw Simone actually was not in the Netherlands, but that was in Canada. So that was also very far away from home, but it feels like home to play with Simone because she's one of the most wonderful soloists I know. And having done a couple of concertos with her, you kind of get to know each other so well, things start to happen by itself, and that's just a wonderful thing to experience. And working with the orchestra from Cardiff, you find that they are so extremely flexible and they're so committed to what they're doing that actually you can really find those moments where you can take risks and have a musical journey together, which is actually wonderful to experience.
And because you both work internationally, yes, it must be quite nice to both have the same native language and communication rehearsal.
Well, of course, it helps, but you should also be careful with that because you're tempted to speak Dutch all the time to each other just quickly. Shall we start there? What do you think about that? And then suddenly you feel the orchestra is guessing what you're saying.
Are they worried about what you're saying at that point?
I don't know if they're worried, but playing a concerto is not just between the conductor and the soloist. I think it involves a lot of musicians. I mean, like a conductor, you have to listen to the orchestra. And as a soloist, you have to listen to the orchestra. It's not a one-way conversation. It's making the music work from all different angles and with all the musicians together. So although it's easy to talk Dutch, it's also you should also be a little bit careful with that. Yes.
This isn't the first time you've worked with our orchestra here in Wales. I mean, how would you describe them?
Well, the orchestra in Wales is, I love to be with this orchestra because it doesn't matter what you play, they give their best always. I've done a very diverse repertoire with them so far, and every time I work with them, it's like the music is the most important thing for all the musicians. I feel very welcomed by this orchestra, which is always a very special feeling. As you say, there are many orchestras around the world I work with, but there are some very special and some dear to my heart, and absolutely the Welsh Orchestra is one of them.
Well, thank you both, and Simone, good luck at Carnegie Hall later this month.
Thank you very much.
I know you've recorded the Mendelssohn Violin Sonata on the disc that we heard the Janáček from earlier, but we can listen now to the other work on that recording, or at least part of it, Schumann's Second Sonata in D minor, and this is the fourth movement, the finale.